Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 6th chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this Perek, the Rambam continues to list various problems in an animal which can render it a treifa. Halacha Aleph. In the previous Perek, the Rambam had told us there are 8 different Halacha Moshe Rosh Sinai types of problems in an animal which can render it a treifa. The Rambam has so far discussed one of them, and now we'll pick up with the second one in the beginning of this Perek. Nekuva Ketzad. What does it mean when an animal is nekuva? Punctured. There are 11 organs in the animal that if it is punctured in its inner cavity, even just a small bit, will render it a treifa. These are the 11. Tarbet tavesha, ukrum shomoach harosh, v'alev v'malkana shalo, v'amara, ukne ha'kaved, v'akeva, v'akeres, v'ameses, ubeis ha'kosos, v'adakin, v'areya imhakana shalo. These 11 are the entranceway into the esophagus, the membrane around the brain of the animal in its skull, the heart and its large arteries, the gallbladder, the arteries which lead into the animal's liver, the maw of the animal, its stomach, its abdomen, its gut. These all refer to different places in the animal's stomachs, as we will see, the intestines, and the lung and the bronchia around the lung. Halacha Beis. Tarbetz haveshet kfar be'arnu shiuro, shehu ha'mako min haveshet she'enu roi l'shchita l'mala min haveshet. With regards to the first item just listed now, the tarbetz haveshet, the entrance into the esophagus, the Rambam has already explained its parameters. It refers to the top part of the esophagus, where one is not allowed to do shchita. Im nikiv l'chalalo b'mashu, treifa. If there is even a tiny puncture in this part of the animal, then it renders it a treifa. Halach gimel. There are 2 membranes around the brain. If only the top one, the one that's closer to the bone, is punctured, then the animal is still permitted to eat. If, however, the lower one, which is closer to the brain itself, is punctured, in that case, the animal is a treifa. With regard to the portion of the brain which goes into the spinal cord, i.e. into the portion below the glands where the animal's neck begins, so then the halacha is going to be a little bit different regarding its membranes. Here, if they are perforated beyond those glands, then the animal is still permitted. Halacha dalad. Hamoch atzmo shenikiv onisma'ich v'hakrum kayam ksheira. If the brain itself is punctured or crushed in some sort of way, and the membrane itself is still intact, so then the animal is still permitted. If, however, the brain has been so ruined that it pours out like water or it has melted, like wax will melt, in that case the animal is a treifa. Halacha hei. Halev sheniki v'beis chalalo. Bein l'chalo gadol shebesmol, bein l'chalo katan shebeyamin, treifa. If there is a puncture in the heart, in its inner cavity, whether we are dealing with the larger cavity on its left side or the smaller cavity on the right side, so then that renders the animal a treifa. Aval im nikav b'sar halev v'lo higi l'chalalo mutter. If, however, just the flesh of the heart has been punctured, but it hasn't actually reached the inner cavity, the actual airspace, in that case, it is still permitted animal. Ukanei halev hu ha'mizrak ha'gadol sheyotzi menu l'reya harei hu kalev im nikav l'chalalo b'mashu treifa. The arteries which lead into the heart and go to the lung, those are considered like the heart itself, and thus, if there's even a slight puncture in them that actually reaches the inner airspace, the inner cavity, so the animal will be rendered a treifa. Halacha vav. Mar shenikva v'kaved sosma muteres. If the gallbladder is punctured, but the liver seals it off, so the animal is still permitted to eat. V'lom lo nestam hanekev, afal bishu samach l'kaved treifa. If, however, the puncture has not been sealed, so the animal will be a treifa, even if that hole is near the liver, and the hope would be that the liver might seal it off. Since it has not, then the animal is considered a treifa. Halacha zayin. Nizia shenimteis b'mara, im ha'yisod kamo gar'ina shel tamara, she'ein rosh echad, muteres. If something like a kernel is found inside of the gallbladder, and it was shaped like a date seed, i.e. its top is not actually pointed and not sharp, so in that case, the animal is still going to be permitted to eat. If, however, the head is pointed like an olive's seed, in that case, it is going to be forbidden. Because the assumption is that it had punctured it when it had entered it. And the reason why you can't actually see that puncture is because of the fact that there's been a scab, it's begun to heal over the opening of that wound. With regards to the arteries of the liver, if there's even the smallest puncture in them, in the place where the blood develops in them, so in that case, the animal is rendered a treifa. Accordingly, if a needle is found in the cut of the liver, if it was a large needle and its sharp end was facing inward, then we know with certainty that it had punctured it when it had entered. If, however, the rounded, the non-sharp end of the needle is found facing inward, in that case, we can say that it had just entered through the bloodstream, through the blood vessels, and the animal will still be permitted. Lachates. Ha'isam machat katana harizu treifa, meshe shnei roshe hachadin vadai nikva. If it was a very small needle, on the other hand, then it is certainly going to be rendered a treifa if it's found in the liver, because both ends of it are thin enough and sharp enough that it for sure would have punctured it. Ve'im nivziz basimpon ha'gadol shebakaved, hu'akona ha'rachav shebe'emtsu shebo nichnas ha'machal ha'kaved, harizu muteres. If, however, it was found in the largest blood vessel, where the wide artery in which the food enters into the liver is located, then that needle will still make the animal not be a treifa. The animal will still be permitted. Ubsar kaved shesliya muteres. If the meat, the flesh of the liver, has begun to rot, it's wormy, in that case, it is still permitted. Halacha yod. Keva shenikva v'chilev tahor, sosim es hanekev. Muteres. If the maw of the animal is punctured and kosher fat covers up that puncture, in that case the animal is permitted. In fact, that is true with regards to any puncture, that meat or permitted fats cover up and seal off that puncture, in that case the animal is permitted. The exception to this is the fats around the heart, the kosher fats, and the membrane that is above the heart as well. Machita should emtsa beten hamavdelas bein evrei hamachal ve'evrei hanashima, as well as the division in the center of the animal's belly, the diaphragm as we call it, that separates between the different digestive organs and the respiratory organs. V'shakarnosa va'acharkach tira hareah. This is what you tear away, and then afterwards you see the lungs. V'hanikreis tarvesh hakaved, which in the Rambam's terminology is referred to as the tarvesh hakaved, and to us, again, means the diaphragm. Ba'makom ha'lavan shebemtza, the white spot in its center. V'chilev ha'me'i ha'achron shebe'ivar me'ilu, as well as the fat of the colon in these organs. Ein megina lefi shehein kashin. We don't say that they are going to shield against this hole because they are so strong. V'nekev shenistam be'achron mehen eino kisasim. In fact, if there's a hole in one of these places that seems like it's sealed, that does not count as being sealed. With regards to the forbidden fats, which in an undomesticated animal are actually not forbidden, but for lack of a better term, we'll refer to this chaylev as the forbidden fats, that again, in a domesticated animal, they would be forbidden. In an undomesticated animal, they're permitted. If they seal off the hole, then that will not permit it, even though this type of fat is permitted fat to eat. If the stomach of an animal has a puncture, so then the animal is rendered a treifa. It has nothing which can seal it off. Since the fat which is on the animal's stomach is forbidden to eat. And as the Rambam has just explained, the forbidden fats, the chilev, are not able to seal a hole. Similarly, with regards to the abdomen or the gut of the animal, where there's a puncture which sticks all the way out to its outer end, in that case as well, the animal will be rendered a treifa. If, however, one of them was punctured and it leads into the other one, in other words, it doesn't lead outside, rather one into the next, in that case, the animal is still permitted. If a needle was found in the thickness of the gut of the animal on one side, then it is permitted still. However, if it had punctured into the gut of the animal completely, so that it goes through, And it's also discovered to have a drop of blood in the place where the hole was. And the animal is certainly considered a trepha because we assume this had happened prior to the slaughter. However, if there is no drop of blood in that situation, in that case, the animal is still permitted. Because we say in that case, it certainly had happened only after the animal had been slaughtered that this puncture was created. If an animal swallowed something which will cause a puncture in its intestines, such as the root of this chiltis plant, which is very, very sharp, or the like, in that case, the animal is certainly going to be rendered into a trepha because there had been a puncture. However, if it was uncertain whether there had been a puncture, it needs to be checked. Moving on, if any of the organs of the digestive system through which the food waste passes, i.e. the intestines of the animal, become punctured, so the animal is also rendered a trepha. If, however, the ones which are curved and surround each other, coiled like a snake, which we refer to as the small intestines, if one of those is going to be punctured on the side where there's another part of it in that location, so then the animal will still be permitted to eat, because we say that the other part of the intestine will protect against this perforation. If the digestive organs have a hole puncture in them, and there are different body fluids which will seal them, in that case, the animal is still a trepha, because we don't think that this sealing will last. If there were intestines of an animal which were grabbed away by a wolf or a dog or the like, and then we discover them with a hole in them, we can say that after the animal has abandoned them, it must have been that they had punctured them with their claws, and that's what had happened. And we don't have to be worried, maybe in a place where there was already a hole, they had placed their claws. Nimsu nikuvin velo noda im kodam shrita nikvu im achar shrita, nokvin behen nekiv acher mudaman lo. If we discover these intestines to be punctured, not in the case where there was a wolf or a dog, but we just find them to be punctured, and we don't know whether this happened before or after the animal had been slaughtered, in that case, we puncture them in a different place and compare the two. Imayanekiv arishon kamoso kshira. If the first one is like the second one, then it's permitted, because we assume that the first one as well happened after it had been slaughtered. If, however, there's a difference between the two of them, then we assume that it had been punctured prior to the slaughter, and therefore the animal is a trepha. And if a person had already touched that hole, which is uncertain, then one similarly needs to also play around with their fingers. You have to touch that hole that you are comparing it to, and then afterwards you evaluate them, because we think that the touching it might have affected how it will look. If an animal's digestive organs are sticking out of its body, and they have not been punctured, in that case, the animal is still permitted. If, however, they've been turned upside down, the animal is determined to be a trepha even though they haven't been punctured. Because once they've been turned upside down, it's impossible to have them go back to the way they had been, and therefore the animal will not live. The final part of the digestive organ, which is straight and isn't curved, and from which the excrement comes out of the animal's bottom, and that's joined to the body between its thighs, that's what we refer to in our language as the colon. Im nikav b'mashu trefa kishar hame'ayim. If it gets punctured even the slightest bit, so then it renders the animal a trefa, just like the other inner digestive organs. This is true if it's been punctured inside of the inner cavity of the body. If, however, it gets punctured in the part which is connected to the thighs, there it is permitted. Even if the entire area which is generally connected to the thighs is taken away, nonetheless, the animal is still permitted. This is assuming, regarding an ox at least, that there still remains of it inside of the animal at least 4 finger breaths worth. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ha'of ein lo keres v'lam seis v'lo beis hakosos. Regarding a bird, it doesn't have, as we've been describing regarding the animal, these parts, the stomach, the abdomen, or the gut. Aval yesh lo kenegda nezefek v'korkavan. Instead, it has a crop and a craw in those places. V'chol ha'trevos shavos hein v'behema chayvov. Regarding all the different factors which can make an animal be a trefa, it applies equally to a domesticated animal, an undomesticated animal, or a bird. V'zefek shenikev gago b'mashu trefa. With regards to the top part of the crop, if it has even the slightest puncture, the animal is rendered a trefa. V'zehu gago shezefek. What counts as the top part? She'yimotach im haveshet kishiyarech o tzavaro. This is the part that gets extended with the animal's esophagus when the bird sticks out its neck. Aval shar hezefek shenikav mutter. However, regarding the rest of the crop, which becomes punctured, then the bird is still going to be permitted. Lachi yudches. Shnei kisin yesh b'korkavan. There are 2 membranes around the craw of the animal. Hachiton adom kemo basar. The outer one is red, just like flesh. Hapanimi lavan kemo or. The inner one is white, like skin. Nikav zeh below zeh muteres aji nakmu shneyan b'mashu. If one of the 2 is punctured, but not the other one, the animal is still permitted until both of them are punctured, even the slightest amount. If both are punctured, but not opposite one another, in other words, the hole doesn't run through and through, so then the bird will still be permitted to eat. With regards to the spleen, it's not one of those limbs which Chazal have listed thus far, which even the slightest puncture will make the animal a trefa. Instead, it has its own requisite amount in order to render the animal a trefa. The spleen has one end which is very thick, another one which is very thin, which looks like the shape of a tongue. If there's a hole which runs through and through in the top part of the thick part, then the animal is rendered a trefa. However, if it had a hole which wasn't running through and through in it, then if below it remains at least the thickness of a golden coin, then the animal is still permitted. If it's less than that, then it's as if it was running through and through, and the animal is rendered a trefa. However, if the thinner side of the spleen has a puncture, then the animal is still kosher. It's still valid to eat. With regards to all these different organs, which Chazal had stated about them, that if they are punctured even a small amount, it renders the animal a trefa, the same applies if the entire organ is taken. It's removed from the animal. This is true whether it had been removed in sickness, or somebody had actively gone and removed it, or whether it was just born missing, deficient, in this fashion. Similarly, if it was born with 2 of those organs, in that circumstance, it also renders it a trefa, because anything which is extra has the same halachic status as if it was something which was removed. Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrate, Nitel echen min me'ayim, ohamara, ukiyot pen bein ba'ov, be'behema, trefa. If in an animal it was either missing its gallbladder or one of its digestive organs or the like, it's totally missing, then the animal is a trefa. And similarly, just the same, if you find 2 gallbladders or 2 of these digestive organs, the animal is also a trefa. And the same applies with regards to any other organ that has been listed. However, as Arman has already noted, if the spleen is found to be removed or there's 2 spleens, the animal still is permitted because it was not amongst those that had been listed, those 11 items which Chazal had listed above. The final lach in the barak. Hamei ha-yoser shejitaref bo ha-behema, hu ha-yoser mitchilaso v'ad sofo, ad shenitsu shnei me'ayim zeh b'tzad zeh, mitchila v'ad sof, k'mei ha-ov, o shehamei yotze ka'anaf, min ha-bad, v'arehu muvdo bein v'ov, be-behema. With regard to the fact that has just been mentioned, of an animal having an extra digestive organ, which makes the animal be considered a trefa, that's only true when there is an entire extra organ, from the very start to the very end. So you have a situation where there's 2 of these digestive organs found one next to the other one, as is sometimes true with regards to the digestive organs of a bird, or in a similar vein, if the extra organ is sticking outward like a branch from a knot, on a tree, so too it is found on this animal, and it's considered a totally separate entity. In that case, it's going to make the animal be something which is forbidden, whether we're dealing with a bird or whether we're dealing with an animal. If, however, that extra organ, instead of sticking out like a branch, goes back and combines with the main organ to the point where they're fused together at the two ends, again, even though there's some sort of separation between them in the middle, there's an empty space, and nonetheless, in that case, the animal will still be permitted because this organ does not count as an extra organ in the sense that it will render it a trefa. Have a wonderful day.